a well-known story. Everyone probably knows. Was once by the Rebbe Melech of Lejens, Chutz Yogin Aleinu. The meaning was, as is by many, many tzaddikim, they wouldn't accept people to come to them for brachas, yeshuas, in the Chodesh El. Chodesh El, the tzaddikim were musgar in their own dal and ames, they were whatever. Is once there was a man, Oshir, here, and Nebuch, his son, was nishtageya, he went berserk, he went crazy. When all the money in the world couldn't save him, went to the greatest doctor, psychiatrist, don't know. They will be asking him, why don't you go to Lejetz, go to the Melech? Kol Asher Ba'ish Yitim Ba'ish. Right? He has a son, Bava's Einot. Right? His son's Matzav is Degeya Ben Nafshi. So he takes his money and he goes with his son. And it was a long journey. And at night they couldn't get there, so they stayed in Achsania, and that's a pundik, some kretschma near Lejetz, some of them. Suddenly, the son, who's out of his mind, who's mad, turns to his father. He sees an oni ben toivim, like a choshma person, and he's collecting the doves. So the son goes over to the father, would he lend him some money in order to give the oni? And he sounded completely rational, lucid, logical. The father doesn't know what's tutsuch though. He gave him the money, b'chefet, he gave him a golden coin, which in those days was a hoy not. Takes the money, gives it to the poor person, and the poor person comes over to the father, Shmiz to him, Ben Hatvar, is where are you going with your journey? So he says, I'm going to Lejetz, my son is not well, he's cracked, he's not well, he didn't push it, whatever. And I've come to ask the Rebbe Melech for a fool. So he says, I just spoke to him, and he seems to be completely shuffling, but dietly, there's no need, why do you have to still go? So he said, listen, okay, the taki sounds very. I put it out of food. I schlep all this way. Tircha, I'm some of the nira. Let me be makabel penitzat. So he goes to Lejetz. The mashmakim say, I'm sorry, but we don't. Let's just pikuch nefesh mamish. We don't. Oh, but erzak vir and virim have a way of opening a lot of doors. Can you do it? And suddenly he finds himself akudish prima the remelech ah, and he gives the remelech a gvidol with yud beis of 12 golden coins. So Melech starts laughing and he says to Elio Hanovi, you give one coin and to Melech you give 12. Doesn't make sense. This story was related by Rabbi Yisrael Avram of Chernostra, who was the son of Rav Zusha of Anapola, the brother of Rabbi Melech. So he said, it was Kedai min Shemayim, it's easier min Shemayim to send Elio Hanovi from Gan Eden somewhere to come down to Al Modein. Right? Rather than be mevatel from the Rebbe Melech 1 minute of his avodas hakodesh and chodesh el. You think the, I'm just giving you two stories off the top of my head. Just I saw from the Talmud Avraham Yitzchak Mamish a pachet of the yakrus of every minute of every second in chodesh el. Kemayr Chazal listen lebesula shteimos chodesh. The whole year a person begashmi is bruchni is telling in the avodas el. Rabbi Avram Kalisker from the Gedolei Talmidei Hamagid, Tam Chover to Rabbi Dulvar Tevsker, Kidua, the whole Shiora of Chassidim moved to Tveri. We were linked up in Tveri at Rabbi Dulvar. And once it was Chodesh El, and the Araber, they were the ones who controlled the fish. The fish market was from the Kinneret. They controlled the fish. When Kidua, at the beginning of Reyes of the Shabbos, and Reshman Beis, the whole Magad Avram, the whole Shakulatari, and Koskin, if the sachrim are miyakir the shar hadogim, miyakir the shorim, so ordinary yidin can't afford the takana of kadmoyim already to make the yidin boycott fish, and that will force the vendors to lower the price. So the gedolei is coming up, it's chodesh el, it's coming up yom deroyim, it's coming up sukkis, is the chachmi tveria, the rabbonim, rubim svardim, they called an emergency asifas harabonim, to handle this issue. Amongst the people who were invited was the Ron Kalisker, he didn't attend the meeting. Afterward, punkt, he meets one of the Chachmei Asfard, and he asks the Kalisker, where was the Rav at this important meeting? The Ron Kalisker said, Gleibstmer, if I would be walking on the street and I would find an arnak pouch full of Dindre Zov, because of the Charodas, the Din of Rosh Hashanah, I wouldn't bend down to pick it up. In the month of El Chomnish, the pachet of the Evadin is a kiddua maizis of gedolim litvishim, chassidishim, svardishim, ashkenazishim, mikol chugim, the pachad of Yom Hadin, koloshon Rambam hayadua, and Pirush Mishnayos, and Rosh Hashanah is awesome. Another story he told, to tell us of Rav Yitzchak Rebbe, there was a person by ML, business time. He had a shaili business in Bischur, so he decided to go to Teres Chaim, the Rebbe of Kosov, for a bracha, for an eitzah, for Yeshua. He goes to Kosov, and the Gaboy again, lost his time, it's not time for a business, right? The Rebbe is enclosed in his own Dawud Amdis, in his own Avoid, in his own Tshuva, in his own world. Oh, but I don't know what in the world is going on. So he went on the other side of the Rebbe's Dira, where there was a gan, there was a guard, and he starts climbing the thing, the drain pipe, whatever, to look into the Teres Chaim's window to see what's tutter. It's tutter shay. Like, what does a Rebbe have to be mizvada on? He took one look in the window and he saw that Teres Chaim, the Rebbe of Kosov, is lying there, but tishuk yatayim v'raglayim, doing his avodas hakodesh. The guy got such a pachad, whatever, he just fainted and he fell off the thing and a clock, a hat, and eventually, no one knew that he was there. In a faint. Eventually, he was this oider, and he went into the chotzer of the Rebbe. Suddenly, the chotzer of the Rebbe opens the door, and he sees him, and he says, "Mashaylos, what have you come here for?" When he saw the avoid, and he saw the, you know, he thought to forget totally about his mischur, his business, his geschäften, and he said, "I came to Kosov to ask the Rebbe how to do tshuva mehavah." The Teres Chaim told him, "Younger man, you see this beard? It's already gray, it's already white, and ich bet mizuicha to a shtikel ahir tshuva amiti." When a younger man cooked on Eitz Veitrai, he would have chapter tshuva mehav. As you see, that void of Elul is awesome. And when you read such stories of tzaddikim who were malachim srafim arifanim, so a person says to himself, "Is a non-man, we're not going to lie on the floor, but pishu yatayim v'raglayim, we have no idea what this whole thing is about, right? What are we going to do?" So I'll tell you, I said, last week I was in Antwerp for a chasen, that's why I wasn't here. I was waiting for a taxi to go to the chasen. I don't know my ways. So a few minutes, I'm standing in the chasani's house, and punk, where I was sitting there waiting for the taxi, there was a book, and I saw two stories, and they hit me so much. So I said, "Oh, here's a derech and avodas Hashem for Chodesh El." You could take it as an ordinary, simple story, and I saw in it tifa rachet. Very simple shiur today, just explain the story. Kiyudua, one of the for people here knew him, but the Panovitcher Rav, is Shlomo Kahneman, there's Alek Baruch, was a gevald, not only gevaldig, a goom, and a legendary visionary, Askin, built gevaldig muizdis, was a Oyv Yisrael. He had a very exuberant, buoyant, spirited, warm, irrepressible personality. And moreover, he had not everybody, even great gedolim, he had a gevaldig chutzel chesed, chutzel chen. And whoever he was dealing with, frum, frat, whatever, he always came up al asar with dazzling, stunning, brilliant, witty answers. Al asar, like, you know, gevaldig pertinent, sagacious observations. So the story, two stories are sort of published of one next to the other. And I think there's, between me, there's a sheikh has been. First story, it's a very simple story, it's a very beautiful story, a very moving story, but not, you know, you look deep into this Reichwert here. He was once in America collecting money by Yom Haim in the early 50s, see whatever, you know, in difficult times. He's starting building his mezuzahs, the yeshiva, the Pati Yisayim, and he comes to a town, and he has a mashpak there, he's driving him, and they knock at every house. And every light is seemed to be dimmed, and all the curtains seem to be closed, but pale, nobody's home. So he inquired, "What's tut zich dup?" Says Magefa, everyone's run away. Well, where's everybody in town? So this is that there was in those days a great debate taking place in a big auditorium in town between the Orthodox Shul and the Reformed Temple. And they're going to Megal al Rozi Ulam and debate all the issues of theology and religion. Polozhov sees it's futile to keep on knocking on doors if nobody's home. All the Jewish people in town were in attendance. You can't beat him. You can't join him. So he went to the auditorium. Polozhov walks in, and the reform clergy person walks up to the auditorium to start the debate, and he's very smug and complacent, Darkum Kesalome, as the Gemara says, Liboril Liba Ge'ulam, and he gets up and he turns to the president of the Orthodox synagogue and he says, President of the Orthodox synagogue, Amoid al Raglecha V'idu, stand up. This poor guy hit him, and he's standing there, he's a bit shaking a bit, you know. And he says, tell me the emes, are you a Shomer Shabbos? Yes or no? I mean, Katri against Eden, Chodesh Elul, Ober, Rabbi used to say, have an expression, Shlim Elgeret, right? Yeah, speak only. But by Yom HaMahim, difficult times of austerity after the war, depression, guilt, the guy never, there was in those days, Leider was a meaning that people would go to a shul, a proper shul, for Shachar, for Davening, and then they'd go Nebuch elsewhere. The guy stands up and he starts echoing and meckering, he's humming and hawing, he's hesitating. When everyone can see he's turning mamish red like a tomato, mamish the Lashna Gemara, right? The red has gone, the white mamish. And he's saying, you have to understand, I have a wife, I have five children, it's like eating. I said, Chimchke bet na bobo, I said, Bapoyo mamish, are you a Shomer Shabbos? So he says, you have to understand, I love Shabbos, and I the greatest day of the week is Shabbos, and I make Kiddush, and there's Demoyes, and my wife likes Ben Shlich, so give Valdig, I don't know. Bottom line, are you Shomer Shabbos finished? And the guy says, like it. Right? So the Reform rabbi starts thundering, and whatever, you see, you're the president of the Orthodox synagogue. When you himself don't keep Shabbos, is the Charaya, the whole thing is obsolete, it's anachronistic, it's irrelevant, and I rest my case. And everyone in the hall, like a fantastic opening salvo, what is the Orthodox rabbi going to answer this? It's like a piece of chulach emkin kabbin. Panajov is there to save the day, the Ebrishter gave him as a chutzal chesed, right? So he gets up and he says, I'm a rabbi for Yisrael. Could I please, in his broken English, he tries to, he says, I want to counter. Says, okay. He says, they asked the president of the Reform Temple, you stand up. Are you a Shomer Shabbos? Right? And the guy, like everyone, he burst out into laughter. He said, of course I'm not. Imadich, the president of the Orthodox Church, doesn't keep Shabbos. He's supposed to believe in Torah. When he's not a Shomer Shabbos. Leben garnish, a reformer, whatever. So thank you very much. And then he says to the crowd, you heard two different presidents, two different institutions, right? If you think that they said the same thing, the identical answer, you don't begin to understand the most fundamental precepts of Yiddishkeit. The president of the Reformed Temple said it with a gaiva, with a brazenness, an arrogance, with a smugness, with a self-happiness. The Orthodox president, although I'm not condoning his lack of Chil Shabbos, but everyone saw everyone's aid, he turned red like a tomato. Mamish bizu bizunis. He said, now I understand Pshat and Pasuk in Yeshaya. Chazui in Yeshaya we read, Shabbos Chazui. The Eibishu tells the Kal Yisrael, Im ilchuna v'nivachacha yimar Hashem, Im yiyuchato eichem kashonim, kashel yavi. If your sins are red like scarlet, right? Then kashel yavinu, they'll be lichtig, they'll be radiant, luminous, white like snow. The chura, if white is the color of lavam, is the color of sodim, of rachmim, of kedusha, of tahara, of purity, of pristine holiness. The chura, the opposite of white is what? Black. As it is of the color scheme. So why are chatoyim described as red? The Panim Torah says, now I understand. If a person is lighter, he's human, and he falls. If your aveiros are black, then there's no hope. If you're not mizbayish boze, you're gone. If it's red, if it's humiliated, if it bothers you, right, then ultimately kashelig albini, you'll ultimately come to joy. Kiyodua, that Reb Elia used to say, in the name of Reb Yisrael Petterberger, that when the Eibishter is Roshim, in the Sefer HaZikoron, Maaseh Ish, right? He doesn't only write, Yankel committed an Aveira. He said, Yankel committed an Aveira, Aber gegeben a Krechs, an Anoch. Kiyodua in Svarim HaKadoshim, an Anoch from a Yid, a Krechs, is Tshuva Yom. The Beryl could do the same Aveira. Bavir of Beryl does Aveira on a krechs, it's also recorded that he did Aveira without a krechs. It's a moedetik upshot. I'll explain it in a minute. So I thought to myself, how does one remove the Aveiras from black to red and then from red to white? Kashel and Yelbi. And right after, there's another story. I saw one after the other, the Dashin and Zvichas in the storybook. There was once a friar Israeli professor, an academic, secular scholar. And he was in an airport in Rome, and he writes in his memoirs of his life, his autobiography, and he writes in his memoirs that he was sitting there, and he sees a yid with a patriarchal, sagacious countenance, and he knows the face from somewhere. So he remembers reading in the Israeli newspapers, oh, that was the punisher. He said, normally if I meet him on the street in Tel Aviv, I wouldn't give a second thought, Mali, what do I do with these Haredi rabbis? Albert, you're all alone in a friendly country and surrounded by a tribe called Goyim. It's natural that people, you know. So he goes over to the Panamishar Rav and says, Shalom Aleichem. Never met this guy before. On a couple of them, you know, is Atay Yehudi? Are you Jewish? So he says, yeah. He answers in the affirmative. He was a very, warm type of person. He gave him his trademark bear hug with a kiss and then he stuck with Karev. The professor felt a bit awkward. And he turns to the Panamitrov and he says, if you would know what kind of sinner I am, you wouldn't have given me as a embrace. The Panamitrov hears that. He got another embrace, another kiss. And he turns to the friar Israeli professor and says, Im hayita yodeya, ich shakodesh boruchu ohevotcha, afilu shata posheya, lo hayita posheya kol kach. Hello? That is such a tifa story. In other words, the yisoid of tshuva, if a yid, how do you turn, try to explain, the sin from black to red and from red to white, if a person would realize the avol that the Eibishter loves to eat despite everything and how much negeya is to the Eibishter, above us, amen. Every mitzvah that he does, and every aveira chavtom has poigim lemaila, then he wouldn't be super shekokach. I'm going to take a story. And to understand it a bit, let me tell you the first story, why I think the first story is totally the second story. So my dimyonim, whatever. The first story tells me that in Yichat Echen Kashonim, if there's a person feels subrochah, the person is humiliated by the aveira, it's kashel v'yomi. We don't mind. Where is this from? When Pchal does a principle, Sichas Chulin Shemirachamim Tzrichum Liba. I think it's a tifa vort here. First, that's the general concept of the Furush Gemara in Brachas Taf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Rabba Barachinin Nasava Mishmei Derav. Person does an aveira and it's fashemt. Not that he was caught, as the Svarim say. Every ganav, there was a ganav and a gazan, right? Not to give back anything, of course. He's misbayish from the aveira that he did, that he was murdered in a kodesh baruch hu. Muichlum v'chal avinus. By the way, this be'emes used in a posuk. An individual sin, and he has to bring a korban chatos of a yochid. What does he bring? Or is he iras izim? The kids and the cave, right? Or if you look carefully in the psukim, you'll see the Torah makes a difference. By a kids, it says after the avoida, it says bechiper al avakoyin al chatosay asher chato v'nisach. The koyin is bechaper for the aveiru which he committed v'nisach and he's forgiven. By Seir Yizim, it says, V'chiper al avakoyen, V'nistachoyen. Doesn't say the words, Mechatos, which he did. Why? Said the Brisker Rav, the Griz, Amoyudetikavot. The Gemara says in Soitin Daflamid Beis, why were Chazal and Shekhazagdilu Mesakin Tfilah B'lachash? In order not to Mevayish Oivri Aveir, so a person could say Vidui quietly with other people hearing. Where is the Yisoit from that? Because the Torah says that the shechitas of the chatos is ba'oisei makam of the shechita of the boila. So therefore, the bystanders in the Beis Hamikdash should know, what is he bringing? That he committed a sin, this chayav chatos. Right? Is the charaya the Torah wants to cover over, give him the opportunity. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Any bystander could see. An oiler is made from Davka Zohar, and a Khatas is Davka in the cave. So you can tell the difference. You don't gotta be a professor of biology. Answers the Gemara, that by a keves is mechasi alya. It's covered by the tail. So the bystander can tell whether it's a Zohar in a cave. So I don't know what you're bringing oiler. Frek the Gemara, right? Or what if you bring a serious season? There's no alya. Says the Gemara, you had a choice. Kivsa or serious season. And you went and brought something where it's discernible. Is iu the cham yusuf nafsh? Then you embarrass yourself. Kunt uis, whenever a person brings a chatos, he has an option, one of two things. Either you could bring something where the aveira is nikr, or it's not nikr. So therefore, if you bring what a keves, it says al chatos soyash a kivsa al soyash a chatos.
Specifically,
you'll get kapara for what?
Specifically,
you didn't want to be farshet. You didn't come to the midah of bushu with your aveira. You'll get atonement from the aveira asher chot. If you bring the seira and you're willing to be mizbayish from your aveira, then the Gemara says moichlam loyna am visaveira kol avenis. Is givalt you see the koyach of bushu in an aveira? I saw the Vina Rav says a moiriti kavur. I've discussed this countless times. The Gemara Shana Daf Yud Zayin Vayavar Hashem Alpana Vayikram Rabbi Yechon Almovi Mikshakosiv Yavshul Omra Melami Chinas Atav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kishbitalis Kishliyav Tzibur. And he told Moshe Rabbeinu that calls man to Yisrael Choytim Lefonei Yasu Lefonei Kiseder Hazeh Vani Moichel Hem Alavinis. Whenever he didn't sin, there's a Seder of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamin, which is Meir and Choytish El Kiyodua, and that arouses, that evokes the divine attributes of mercy, and it brings all kinds of brachas and yeshuas for Kali Yisrael. All the Mefarshim are medayik. What's the lashon that the Ebershah told Moshe? Yasu lefonei kaseder hazeh. You know, you say slichas, you know. Yad Hashem aponav, ayikur Hashem, right? So you give us an achim. Is the kadmoinim are medayik from the lashon ha-gemor? Yasu lefonei. Is al derech the gemor in Shabbos kufla medinu. There's a mitzvah of alachta bedrochov. Mahu chanun, avachta chanun, mahu rachum. It's not enough to say the words. In Kaloshim, the Sifrei Musar, the guy who got a job to be the boss in the factory, right? And every get a list of his obligations, his responsibilities, and every day he says, and he reads off the list, and he goes to his office, and he puts put his feet on the thing, and he says l'chaim when he plays cards, and he reads a book, and then after a few days, the balabas comes and says, v'stusadom. Every day I read the list. The idea is not to read the list of the Yigun Zarachim, but to emulate the Yigun Zarachim. So the Vort here is, when again, Mahir, the Yigun Zarachim, when Yasu the Fun, you gotta do it. You gotta emulate. Other Mefarshim, which actually rave. I'm not going through this sugya, because we discussed it at great length in years past. Say, Negev. The Hod Raya, the Panam Yofis, the Marshal, in Paris, in the Haflof, in Paris, because this is a simple Raya. It's a whole chapter of Tari in this book. We say, Kael, Hoyresa, Lonu, Loy Marshal. According to Arizal, the first of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachmim is the Midah of Kael. Right? Hello? Kael. The Pasuk says, Loy Ish Kael. A human being could never assume with the Eberster the title of Kael. So if you're going to say Yasu Lefani means literally, Lizdam is Elof, you don't even start from first base, from the beginning. Is the Charaya that from the word Kael is a Reisa Lonu Loy. That is good enough, what? To even by saying Yugimus Harachmim, you're Ma'oyer Gewaltige Skus. Oy Bazoy is Hadrakushi Leduchta, say them before. So what's Pet Lashita Zu? And there's a whole list of Raises. So what's pshat? Milamishin is atef hakadosh baruch hu betalus kishliach tzibur, right? And said that calls man to the rabbi yasu lufar. Where's the yasu lufar? The Vina Rav teaches the yasu lufanai is just when the Ebershter said the yugimilus harachnim. He cloaked himself. He covered himself with a talus. When a yid asked for rachnim from the rabbi shleilam, he can't ponamein lanu panecha lechalis throughout the nusach of slichas. The kai bushed even the kaltilah, or he can't show his face. That the busha, that gufa is going the kapor. And therefore, the Talmud of Yitzchak Rebbe said, that's what we say, Bachat Chichel, the Taz says, Bachat Soitzra is Vekol, Shoifor Horiyu, is Rosh Hatevis Bushu. What is Mishanne from Midas Adin, Levidas Harachmim, all the Yoram of Shoifor, Bachat Soitzra is Vekol, Shoifor Horiyu, is the Bushu Shabbatov. And he said, says the Bin Rav, that's Pshat. Ashreichem Yisrael, ma mikveh metayres atzmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayres. Mikveh is only metayr when a person conceals his face. So his whole body is, he's ashamed, he's totally enveloped in the mei hadas ha-metayrim. Is al derech zeh, when a person has this midah of busha, that they ever said, that's pshat. We say in the Yom Kippur, Harei ani lefan the emes from Ezra, Harei ani lefan necha kechli molei busha chli mo, what's the? It's an non sequitur. Because a yid is moly, bush uchlima das kuf is the keli for the mechilin stichten. Yeah. So the first part of the Panvicharov story, right? In yiuchato ichem kashonim, I understand the pashtus. If a yid is humiliated, he turns red. The president of the Orthodox synagogue, you turn red from the bush of your avera, showing. The time will come that Kashela Yelbin. But I think it's much, much deeper. Behet. Right? I've said this before in the past from Max Friedman. All this form bring it. There are 39 days from Aleph to Rosh Chodesh El till Erev Yom Kippur. Kudu. Which correspond. All this form of the Yishuv were full of this correspond. What else is 39 in the Yiddish guides?
Malkis.
39 Malkis. Right? And Chazal say the Kivan Shenikla Haryuk Echich. That the Malkus is retired till you come to your Kippur, which is your time. And Chazal say, the Gemara says, Brachas Toiva Mardius Echa Beliba Shel Adam, one Divrei Musar is more effective than all the Malkus in the world. Why are there Lamites Malkus when a person sins? The Pashas, it corresponds to a few things. It corresponds to the Lamites clothes that were given to Adam HaRishon after the Yisod of all Averis, the Chet Eitzadas. And Chazal say there were 10 kolos given to Odom, 10 to Chava, 10 to the Nochash, and 9 to the Adoma. The grand total of 39, which is the reason why Rach Nebuch people have to work for a living, because there's 39 types of melacha, which is part of the kol of Bezeya Sapecha Teichal Lechem. And really, the emes is there should have been 40. Or with the 40th Madriga, as we've discussed countless times, is that by Shabbos, how many melachas are there? Huh? You say Lamites. After the Mishnah says Arboim Chosrecha. I know that mathematics ad kidekach in third grade I took also. I know that 40 minus 1 is 30. Now I also picked up. So why did it say 39? But 40 minus 1. Why didn't it say 38 plus 1? Right? Because the emes there should have been, we discussed it many times, there should have been 40 Malkis. But there's always that bechina of roitza ani of the level of a yi, which in avera can't be quickened. You do it, which not the Limelech says in many, many places. Right? What are these 39 clothes, deep regret? Right? I've said countless times the famous Yalkut Ravain, we've said this in a billion different tefanim, that when Odom HaRishon sinned, he was putting him in three alphas. The three concepts, three institutions, all start with an alpha. The Eibishter as a master of the world, the way we pronounce it in this world is Aleph Adnan. Right? There's Emes, which is Tayr, starts with an Aleph. And there's the person himself who's Odom. And by Odom HaRishon's Chet, he was putting him in the three alphas. And Kneged Zeh, we have the three Ovis HaKdoshim. Avraham Avinu was bringing back the Aleph into Shem Adonai. That's why we start off Shachris, Kiddu of the Pirush, with Adoin Olam. Because from the time that Eibishter created the world, there was no one to call the Eibishter Adoin, Achav Avram, Vekori Adoin. Yitzchak, who was Poishet Savore by the Akedah, who was willing to spill his blood, he was Mesakin the Aleph, the Avera of Shvichas Domin. Right? Which is Adam. And Yankov Avinu, who's Midas Ha'emes, who's Torah, who's Gilar Gilarayis, Ben Pedal Chona, Rashis Kohiva Oini, Yankov Avinu Loimes, he was Mesakin the Aleph of Emes. And therefore, by Matan Torah, when Yidden came back to the matter of Adam HaRishon prior to the sin. So there it says that Yiplum, and then they sinned again, and those Chazars do them also. By Yiplum and Aam Kishloishes Alafim. If Miram is under 3,000, that one, and therefore one of the kaporas of Cheto Egel is the Machtis Hashegel. Kiyudu, I've said many times, Machtis is Gimatria Din Meis Dam, which are the three things that are incomplete without the 3,000. And therefore, when you come to build the Mishkan to Mechaper, right, how many Trumas were given? Gimel Trumas, because again, the 3,000. Now, you don't have to be a genius to work out that these 3,000 of Adnai, Emes, and Odom is Keneged Kutcher Brichu, Torah, and Yisrael. And it becomes a Chut HaMeshulah Shleibim Heirin Yinosim. There's a kliyoker in next week's parsha, because why taka does a person sin get lametas melachos? Because every time a person sins, he's putting him in these three things. Each one is a multiple, is connected to 13. The Eibishter is echot, and he operates his world because he's chafetz chesed through the yud gimel midas harach. Right, that's 13. The Torah has Yud Gimel Midas, Shat Torah and Dresh, it's the price of Yishmael, you say every morning. A Yid, right? When do you get your Yetzer Toiv? When you're 13. So when a person sins, he's putting him, he's Koifer, Kolash Makliyokar, in the Eibishter, if he had Emes Emuna, if in the Kedushas HaTorah, which did this Yud Gimel Midas, and can negate his own Yetzer Toiv. And therefore, the punishment of a Chet is 3 times 13, which is 39. And that's the Lamites. And the purpose of the famous verse from Baal Shem Tov, the purpose of a Yid is to Me'oyer in Veld the 3 Avs. The 3 pillars of Ava. Avas also begin actually with 13. Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah, and Avas Yisrael. Right? Which is why we say at the Mincha Raiva Deraivin, Ato Echot, the Eibishter's Echot 13, Vishimcha Echot, the Eibishter's name, which refers to Torah, which is Kulish and Bezal Gadosh Baruch Hu, is Echot, Umika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echot Baruch, 3 times 13. Right? How do you spell the word Aleph? Aleph Amatei. What, my dear friends, I've discussed this like 1,000 times, is the Gimachi of Aleph Amatei? 111. It's the easiest 111. Okay? Yeah? Hello? How much, and even great mathematicians in the audience, is 111 times 3? You don't even need your toes for this. 333. Good, yeah? Which is Gimatria? Shelling. Shelling. Im yiyuchata eichem kashonim. If a person, as the Panovitcher Rav said, he's deeply aware of his faults. He's red like a tomato, like a beet, right? Or he recognizes his fault. Kashela Gelbi. By the way, just parenthetically, there's a Medrash plea in next week's parsha. Sholu Talmid. Everyone goes to town in this Medrash. Sholu Talmid of Israel. The Talmid of Asher Vidalosi. Menayin Yudimul Mitzvahs. Yudimul Mitzvahs. How do you know a person, the boy, becomes Bar Mitzvah at 13? Shenemar Arboim Yakeno Mitzvah. Over the feeling the Kliyachar is gone, partial understanding. You get 39 Malkis, why? Because 333. Why 13 can I get the Abish? There is Echad, it's a Torah, you give me this, and Yetzer Toiv comes at 13. It's a Chalai, you get Bar Mitzvah at 13. And you should know, just parenthetically, all Gulus in the world are all connected, this, you give me this, Arachim, 13, etc. Gerade in Yishtabach, says in Zoyer, Parshas Truma, there are Yud Gimel Shvachim of the Eibishter, and therefore you can't be nafsik between Yud Gimel Shvachim, because it's connected to Yud Gimel Midas Rachim. And therefore the Tosha Rebbe, Zeichat Zati Vekavash of Rachim, passed away, he brings down in the Sefer, that when the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said Yishtabach, and he mentioned the Shvachim of the Eibishter, his beard, Kiyudua, the Dikne Kadisha, would divide into 13 Chalak. Because Yudua, the beard, is connected Yud Gimel Midas Harachim. If people need brachas, and brachas always grow a beard. It's probably like a school for all you need. Right? So the beard, the Dikne Kadish, is connected. What's this advertisement? in the beer is connected, you give him mitzvah rachamim, right? And therefore, the Baal Shem Tov said, Yishtabach, his beer divided into 13 parts, right? And that's why we always say, Hu Yigal Oysonu Bekorv. The 13 Midas Arachmim start with the name Kale. Yigal is Yud Gimel Kale. Right? Yes? By the way, you remember when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Ebershter after, you know, whatever? And he says to the Ebershter, Taina Hein, right? L'Yishmur Elai Ben Yisrael, Ve'ich Yishmei Niparim, you know, so saying? Says Rashi, this is one of the Kal V'Choymer. Why did Moshe come with a Kal V'Choymer? We need a Kal V'Choymer. Because everyone knows, Yugimul Midas, Shatir and Zreshes, Mechuvah Kegim Mizrachim. The Midah of Kal V'Choymer, Midah number one, is Mechuvah Keneged Kale. Right? And Kale is the name of the shame of Geulah, who Yiga Oysonu Bekarv. Right? And therefore, when he saw that no one, nothing is happening, nothing is stirring, nothing is moving, he dafka made a Kal V'Choymer, which is the reason, just parenthetically, by Esav also, it says when Yaakov Avinu had to meet his brother Esav, It says the Esa Eschem of Kanfei Nishorim, right? Kanfei Nishorim is connected to Neshashev of Merkava, which is Me'ir Midas Harachmi Musat Prem. Therefore, when Yankiv sent Vayove Minabol Vyode Mincho, La Esav Ochiv, Se Chazal Sapla Medrish Plia, Nesher Shalachli. He sent them an eagle.
Wow.
When? Where? Is he American? Roman? Was his eagle with him? Because he wanted to be Me'ir, you give me this Harachmim. Which is also connected what? Hello. The Chazal also pleaded the Chazal. The Yankev Avinu, when he met Esav, he met him wearing tefillin. Why tefillin? Hello, hello, hello. How many words are there in tefillin we cited like a few weeks ago? 403? Hello? Yes? Yeah? How much is 13 times Kale 31? 403. Again, to Me'odah V'mida of Rachel. Therefore, there's a fourth in the Mishkan Tzedayim. Yagel Yankov, what do you think about Edoim? Like Adoim, red, Esav is right. Which you have to understand, Esav initially was supposed to be good. It was supposed to be Yisachar's vulnerable partnership. As I said, Edoim b'milua, he says, is 637, which gematria 13 times meter. My question was when I saw this word to the Panim Yisrael, they were seeing black and red. So I thought to myself, the MS. Because I'll say, Shachar is really Odoim, El Shalach. So what's the Chili? That's what the Sephasetic says in the Rotary, but the MS, I'm not trying to elaborate, but there's a whole color scheme in the world. Every sphere, every midah, is Mechuvin can get a different color. Chesed is white, Gvura is red, green is Tiferes, etc., etc., etc. The whole science and colors, incoming good. Hello, Netzach Hoyd is bluish. Whatever, we can talk about it some other time, right? So the MS is, Gvura is not bad. Gvura is the Chamidah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Gvura causes Tzimtzum. When a Likus becomes obscure, there should be a world ball, Bechira, etc., etc., etc. But when the red, the Gvura, becomes obscured, then you get Shochar, it's a red finster, it becomes black and dark, and it becomes irredeemable. When a person, Ezer Yisrael, the Gvura, takes the red, right? And that's why the red dafke is 13 times me, is Ma'ir something positive. Okay, let me tell you another word, just to understand the amkus of the Panama Jones word. Amuridika, I have no time to elaborate. Amuridika Bnei Yisrael, 1 second. You remember, I just celebrated two both, right? Shebehem Bnei Yisrael, Yitzis Bechlilava and Shul. I understand Shulim, Chazal say, Gemara Tainus, Levayim Shaili. Why love them? The derech of an Isha, Chazal say, is to wear big day tzivuyim. Why is she wearing Kli Lovim? It's not the. Says the Bnei Yisrael, I have no time, the beautiful shtick, look it up yourself in Mamori Tammuz and Oh, my Merdalah, Uyiz Dalah. Says the based on our Memi Fadl. The pasuk we quoted before in Yeshaya says, Luchum noveni vachachaye marasha. Look, come, let us argue. What is Nivachal? Let's debate, let's have a fight, let's have a punishment. What's the luchunah? What's the bakosha? I beg you, I plead you. Says the Rami final as a word. It's gewaltige chesed here. What happens here? The Eibishter cannot be stam as a mevater. Kolo Eimrak, the Baba Kamadaf, Nun Kolo Eimrak, Baruch Hu Vatron, v'chum. So what does the Eibishter do? He says, he comes as asking, comes here in my Mishpat Rosh Hashanah, says the Eibishter, I don't want to be the Dayan. I want to be Tuvei. I'm going to, you sinned against me. I'm demanding justice. Now there's a din, the Gemara says in Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph, if I'm Tevei, you to din. If the Eibishter wanted to be Meichel Vesalei, I could have made him Kippur before Rosh Hashanah, Kekush Eidu, and Gemar, and be Meichel Vesalei. He daf gemei a din. But on this din, the Eibishter says, I'm the Tevei, I'm taking you to a tribunal, to din. Or but the Gemara says in Shavuos, an Oshir and an Oni come to a din, we tell the Oshir, either you dress like him, or I'll be Sheyo Kamizu. Or you dress like him. Now the Eibishter, the pasuk says in Daniel, the Eibishter dresses in white, in purity, in pristine holiness and purity. To say the Eibishter should wear the big day odim, right? So the Eibishter, therefore, on Yom HaDin has no alternative but to be Malbish Yisrael, because he's assuming the role of the Teveya, of the Baldin Kineged Kol Yisrael. He has no, therefore the Eibishter says, you don't have to. You can come to a Mishpah where the Eibishter is sitting on judgment. And then you know, ain't too good. The Eibishter, L'chunach bet ba'ayich, v'nivachacho, let's have a dispute, I'll be Teveya you. And in Eila, the Eibishter has to be Mislabish us in Levonim. And let me try to explain. In other words, it's like a valdig of word. The yira, the rodo, the charodos hadin, is not a stira to the simcha. If you understand the mechanism of astutzichdo, and the erasi mitoch zechosi, the samachti mitoch erasi, dafka the yira, the pachad, and emes apachad, those gufe, the first story of the Panamisharov, is trap to say. How do you understand it? The gewaldiger, if a person feels he feels deeply, passionately his imperfections, but he knows the second story, right? If you would know how much the Eibishter loves you despite your pesheya, and you realize the chazdei haboy, I'll tell you what, I'll leave you with one story. There was a big tzaddik called Shalom Yosef, who was the son of the Alter Rebbe of Isyan, and he was getting married. And his kala was the daughter of Ephraim Margolius, who was the edim of the Tusker Magid. Now, Ganze Chassin, two big, famous Rebbe Hoifin, they're intermarrying. The whole Kreis HaOlam came, and there was a Satan, a Chosid, they were there, and they're waiting for the chuppah. And Kiddua, sometimes by Rebbe, they have their own cheshbonos, their own climbs, and their own whatever. Right? And Tusker Magid, who was a Kodesh Elyon, a Malach Hashem, he was late, so to speak, on the clock in coming to the chuppah. Although it's Bashek, Aboyim Yen Kaidim Mizir Zavlad, you should know if you're a chuppah, when the chuppah will be. You can stand on your head, right? The chuppah will be when it has to be. Kidu the Maisa from the Chuzer. Anyway, the Tzvizkin Magid came late. So there are Satan Chosin, Ashuita, Atipish. And his, this Rebbe, this Tzvizkin Magid, he's going to keep my Rebbe. You know, see them get very parochial, very, you know, political. So when the Tzvizkin Magid was walking to the chuppah, he stood on his, like, bekesh, his whatever, right? That he couldn't walk. He embarrassed and humiliated him. If the whole Kabbal Amva Ida, the Satan never heard the Mufasa, the Mechutin, blah, blah, blah. I'm sure you weren't. So he was masman him to a Dintayr, this Chosid Chaitim. But they said, who should be the Dayan, the judge, you know? So the Kirch of Miyankiv, the Chabiner of father, was coming the next day for the Shabbat Brachas. Kluger, I gotta go. They'll get him to be the Dayan. Kachav. So they told the story, the Veya. This Chosid was crying his eyes out. His mamash, he realized he poshed the Timshu Shenkamu. Whatever. So the Chabin Ros father, the Kechem Yankiv, here's the Tzadim. And he said, Alderich said it was a Mais in Ostra. That there was a Rosh HaKol, it was a Chazdin and a Divleiv. He did help the whole community. I'm going to Povach. There was one fellow who never was a Yutzlach, was a Mori Nefesh, a Tzabrachan fellow living in poverty with four daughters to marry off. Nothing went his way, and he was bitter. And because he was bitter, in that case, spoke terrible Eish Lahov against the Rosh HaKol. So the call was Mazmin, this Mori Nefesh, to go to the Rabbi Yehuda, one of the great Siddush masters. But then Tayyar, Rabbi Yehuda had a clue. So he said he heard the Tutzdodim, and he said, you know what the Yisrael of this that told us the Agavis, the name of Hashem. We say in Davni, Kael Nekomis Hashem, Kael Nekomis Afiyah. Chur Kael is the Midah of Chesed, of Ayaz Rach, we're in the Koma, coming to Kael. Is that Mola person sins against the king could kill him, could the best, the king takes this fool who threw a stone against the king, and he brings him to his palace, and he's Molamed him, Tachsis Yamalus, and he showers him with Kol Tuv, and he realized what an idiot he was, and what a toiv leg the king is, and he was b'shed, he threw a stone at that. And the more the king is mashpich sodom on him, the more the guy feels like, what an idiot, feel like 2 cents. Sometimes the Ibish's nekama is dafke through chesed. That's the yisoid of the word. So Rabbi Yehuda paskint, right? The problem is that this mori nefesh doesn't understand the chesedim of the Reish HaKol. So therefore he's good that the Reish HaKol has to employ him in his business, and to give him a parnosa b'sheva, and then and kachave. So the Huadin, the Jabinero's father, the Kech Miyayim, give paskin that the Magen Avraham, the Tzitzkin Magid, has to bench this bitter person with Shefa Bracha Vatzlocha, Bon Nechayim Zoyna, Reish HaVatzlocha in business, and his 4 daughters should find Shiduchim, and Kachave, and within the year everyone was married off, and he became a Gvir, and never again did he speak against Reish HaKol. And the Maisa is that if a person realizes the Chesodim that the Eibishter does to each one of us every day, right? That we take for granted, because human beings have an infinite capacity for ingratitude. Does Gufa, the second story, how much the Eibishter loves us despite everything, that causes us to have the Gufa.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah.